Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Josh Costell, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Josh is one of the top sales experts on the planet, the author of Science of Sales Success, and he's our good friend Josh Costell. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Josh, on the show. Thanks for hanging out with us. One of the things that people are trying to do these days is grow their business as efficiently as possible, which means not bringing on as little overhead per pound of growth, so to speak, as possible. What are you seeing out there?
Absolutely. These economic times has created a very unique opportunity. And that is that very qualified, experienced people on one end, experienced salespeople that are out of work, due to economic situations, as well as young grads that can't find it, they're more willing to look at part-time employment in sales. And the real issue is doing it as a commission-only salesperson. But now, what does that mean is that they're more willing to get an entry level or a toehold and use a part-time position as a bridge to a full-time one. It's been very surprising. It gives everyone the opportunity to test it and, like you said, minimize overhead. And what I wanted to talk about is what to look for in these candidates that you may consider using on a part-time basis for building your sales force. And a couple of things, Jim.
Are these outside salespeople, right?
Yes, sir. So
if you got somebody inside showing up to, you have got some potential legal issues here, don't you?
Right.
The contractor employee thing?
Jim, great point. There's the 20 questions that you have to look at that the IRS gives you for what would be considered a 1099.
Right. We've talked about those many times over the years on the phone, on the show.
Right. And really probably the big thing is they have to be self-directed. So you may have to be careful if they're working inside your office, are they really self-directed?
I don't see how you could bring them in to show up and work a shift on your floor. They might come in and use an office or something and come and go as they please, but you couldn't have them come in and work a shift and work the counter.
You're absolutely right, Jim. We would be looking at more on the outside, but even with part-time, as long as they're in their own, quote, home office, is that the real key is, can you get someone, if it's really experienced, get them excited about giving them as a vehicle? And what we're seeing is to do it as a vehicle to full-time employment. Mm-hmm. But on that end, one of the keys is they have to bring their own book. And what do we mean by the book, obviously, is what named opportunities do they have that they can pursue?
Right.
On one end. And the only cost that you typically that we find that you have to be willing to pay is their business expenses. So they have to kind of bill you for business expenses. Mileage, tolls, maybe.
Unless you're compensating them in a way that includes that. Sometimes depends on how the compensation rolls out. If it's 6% of sales, then, or 20% of net gross profit, however the compensation could be where they pay their own expenses, right?
Absolutely. But the thing that has just taken us back is the number of people that are willing to do this now.
Right.
You know, it just never existed, right?
What about the older guys who semi-retired, who just like to come back and stay busy for a couple of days a week? Wouldn't that be great? Aren't those great resources?
Great point.
They've forgotten more than these young kids will ever know.
Exactly. And the really exciting part about it is, especially if they got a proven track record and they look at your product line or your offering or what your service is, and they say, boy, I know X, Y, and Z. And it's not just salespeople to be looking at, Jim. I think to the point you're making is maybe you look at hiring a purchasing a retired purchasing manager.
Maybe something like that. Josh, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. Josh Costello and I are going to continue this conversation after these messages. 2012, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.